Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed.
Friends, there's a world of meaning packed into three short words. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's just another way to say freshness, tenderness, juiciness, and deliciousness. Yes, Kroger brings you all those things in Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Because only top quality grades are used. And those top quality grades come only from grain-fed cattle. Now, the mention of the word grain should bring to mind the countless newspaper stories about the scarcity of grain and how it's being rushed overseas to prevent starvation. Thus, you'll readily understand why it's so hard for us to get grain-fed beef. Every available ounce of that good grain is needed to feed millions of starving people the world over. When those people no longer face famine, then we can once more use grain for cattle feeding. So, for the time being, you won't be able to get those fresh and tender Kroger Tender-Ray steaks and roasts. But remember, until Tender-Ray is plentiful again, Kroger will always bring you the best beef on the market whenever it's available.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Jed Billings has received a notice from the FBI that his books are to be investigated. And coming as it does on the eve of Penny's marriage to Steve Parker, there is a feeling of uneasiness in the air. But Steve assures Penny.
Look, darling, forget about that letter Jed received from the FBI. It can't be anything but a routine investigation into some matter of minor importance.
No, Steve, it has me worried. Why should the FBI want to look at Jed's books?
There's no reason why they should want to look at his books. That's why it's nothing to worry about. Come on, let's go out on the porch. Look at the moon.
All right.
And will you not ask any more questions about the FBI?
Well, I won't promise. I can't seem to get it out of my mind.
Don't worry. Smell that summer air.
Yeah. Warm tonight, too, isn't it?
So warm I can't put my arm around you?
Darling, it'll never be too warm for that. Look, we better close the door. Suzanne will have a fit. She says 10,000 bugs fly in the house for every second the door's open.
Oh. Yeah. Now will Suzanne be happy?
Ah, I think so.
Incidentally, how's Suzanne feeling?
Wonderfully.
When's the baby coming?
Soon.
Guess you'll want to be here for its arrival, won't you?
Yeah, I'd like to be.
Well, we'll have Suzanne keep in touch with us. You can fly up to Rossville anytime you want.
Thank you, darling.
You going to mind living in New York, darling?
Should I mind?
It's not all green grass, blowing trees, and rolling hills like Rossville.
I know that, Steve.
It's steel, cement, and concrete. There's a big rock garden in the center of the town that they call Central Park. It's lovely early in the morning, or just before sunset, or on days when the weather is threatening. But on Sundays or holidays or on weekdays when the weather's nice and you want to get out yourself, the park's no good. Can't see the park for the people. No, even Central Park won't be like Rossville.
I don't expect it to be.
Only one thing New York will offer you, Penny, that Rossville can't. A view. Our apartment will be on the parkway overlooking the river. 18 stories up.
Oh, Steve, must we be so high?
Look, I was lucky to get an apartment good enough for you as it is. You'll like it up way, way up there. Where you can look down the parkway and the park, across the river into Jersey. You'll have a good, warm feeling of being safe and sound.
And lonesome.
No. No, Penny, not lonesome. New York's funny that way. You're lonesome more when you're out with a crowd down the street than you are way up there in your little shelf of rooms you call home. You feel very much away from it all, but you're glad you are. And down the street, you feel like a little lost puppy. But up there, 18 stories above the street, you can look out over the city like a queen. The city seems to be there, every stick and stone of it, just for you. I think you'll like your home in New York, Penny.
Steve, I'd love any place with you. But, this home of ours on the parkway won't be too luxurious, will it?
Well, no, but has to have a little flash, darling. That's New York. I've got to impress people.
Yeah, but you've already impressed me.
Well, part of the place will be playing then, just for you. But there's got to be a certain amount of wham in the place. Clients, you know.
And must I have wham, too?
Oh, you have it, darling. I'm sure I'll sign contracts this coming year because some fat old butter and egg man from Texas likes my wife and got a kick out of holding her hand.
Oh, dear.
Don't you worry, darling. Isn't quite as bad as all that. And I'll promise you I'll bring home a couple of handsome clients every now and then.
No, you don't have to bring any of them home if you don't want to. All I want you, Steve.
You better mean that, too.
Darling, you know I do.
Come here.
I'm here?
Closer.
Can I be any closer than this?
Mm-hmm. Can my arms be around you any tighter?
No, not if you want me to keep on breathing.
Don't breathe for a moment.
Why not?
So I can do this.
Oh, Steve.
Penny, darling.
Steve, nothing will ever keep us from being happy, will it?
What can spoil our happiness now, Penny? What can spoil it now?
Now sit down, Professor Rogers, and pay attention.
Yes, sir.
And don't be nasty about it.
I'm not nasty, Professor. Just a little on edge, aren't you?
A little, yes. We're closing in for the kill. I'd be afraid of bungling the job if I weren't a little nervous. Nervousness is a good sign.
It is. I'm beginning to hate this job the more I find out about it.
Too bad you hate it. You've done a wonderful job. No telling what sort of a brilliant work you'd have done if you'd liked what you've been doing.
I like to teach school, Professor Tobin, nothing else.
Yes, I know. Now, to go through again what I was talking about while you were standing at that window daydreaming.
Yes.
Beasley is pleased. In fact, he's so pleased he wants me to offer you his special congratulations.
Oh, my. That's being awfully pleased, isn't it?
You're in a bad mood this evening, Professor.
I'm sorry. I can't help it. I'm glad Beasley's pleased. The whole idea of this experiment was to please Beasley, wasn't it?
On the contrary, my boy. Beasley cares as little for this kind of thing as you do. But he recognizes the job well done. And he'll congratulate you personally as soon as he sees you.
Well, tell him not to go to the trouble.
Listen, my boy, this hasn't been all bad.
No, no. So far, we haven't done any damage. But we're going to.
Yes. A great deal of damage, I'm sorry to say.
And what are we going to do damage to? Property that can be repaired? A building that can be rebuilt? A machine that can be put in working order again? No, we're going to damage a few lives. And lives aren't things you can repair. Hurt a life and it's hurt forever. Leaves the scars and the other effects forever.
You aren't talking much like a scientist tonight.
I haven't been acting much like a scientist for the past 3 or 4 months.
I know it hasn't been easy to conduct this experiment, but a great many of us in this world have to do things we don't like to do for the common good of all.
Professor, please don't preach to me. Not tonight. Just give me the facts and tell me what I do next.
I'm coming to that. But while you weren't listening, made a very definite statement that you completely ignored.
I probably wasn't listening.
You obviously weren't. Statement was this. Beasley is so happy with the way you've done this job, he wants you for another one.
I'd like you to tell Beasley what I think of him, of his job and of his offer, Professor Tobin, but, well, it'll be just as well if you tell him thanks. Thanks a lot, but no.
You can't quit, Professor Rogers.
I not only can, I am quitting.
Now?
Now.
No, not now. We still have to finish this little experiment.
It is finished, isn't it? You have all your papers now, all the data you need. Papers from New York, data from Rossville, books, pamphlets, figures, letters, bills, canceled check, personal correspondence. Reams of it. What more do you want?
To finish. Proof that the experiment works.
And I have to stick through all that?
You don't have to, Professor. No. But only a coward would go this far and then quit.
Beasley doesn't care for a man's feelings, does he? Beasley doesn't care if a man breaks his neck to do a dirty job for him and has to break his heart, too.
Beasley didn't ask you to fall in love.
Love, Professor Tobin? Nobody said I was in love. I'm not in love. I'm just trying to be a decent guy, that's all. A clean operator, a straight shooter. What I've done and what I'm going to have to do to back up what I've done makes me feel as low and dirty as a snake in a pit of mud.
I know, my boy, and believe me, I don't blame you for the way you feel. This next experiment Beasley wants to put you on won't be as dirty as this. Now, will you take it?
No. As soon as we make what you call the kill on this one, I'm through.
All right. But you'll be around to back us up?
I'll be right here.
Good.
When do we do this thing?
Close the book?
Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
And when will we know the results?
Almost at once.
If our experiment was right?
Yes.
And if it was wrong?
It can't be wrong. It mustn't. But if it is, then we're the ones who made the mistake. We'll have to start at the beginning again to correct it.
Well, in that case, I hope we're right.
We're right, Professor Rogers. I know it. And when someone starts running, you'll know it, too.
Oh, Steve.
Yes, Penny?
Just look where the moon is now.
Mm-hmm. It was over that tree there a moment ago.
Mm-hmm. Now it's dropped down behind it.
Well, that proves the Earth is rotating. Pretty soon the moon will be below the branches of the tree, and we'll see it again.
It's a marvelous thing to realize we're spinning through space, isn't it?
Yes, and yet the air isn't even stirring. What are you laughing at?
Oh, I was just thinking how different you are from Professor Rogers. You know what he'd say if I remarked how the moon had moved?
Now, what would the professor say?
Well, the professor would go into a long lecture about the physics of gravity and the mathematics of astronomy.
Oh, how dull.
It's a strange thing, though, darling. The way Professor Rogers tells it, it isn't dull at all.
Don't say.
And, Steve, you know something?
Mm.
I just realized it. I haven't seen Professor Rogers for days and days.
So what?
Nothing, really. But I used to bump into him all the time. It got to be sort of a joke. Now I never see him. I wonder why. I wonder where he is and what he's doing.
What do you care what he's doing? Can't have any effect on us.
No, darling. Nope. Of all the people in the whole world, I'm pretty sure that Professor Rogers is the one person who has no interest in it.
Why did Penny suddenly think of Professor Rogers? And what is the professor so upset about? What must he do that is going to affect the lives of others? And will it affect the lives of Penny and Steve Parker? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony.
It's always a good idea, ladies, to plan your meals in advance. If your menus were left up to the members of the family, they'd undoubtedly ask for the same thing each dinner time. Our fresh and tender Kroger Tenderay beef. Yes, sirree. We'd all like to have some of those wonderfully delicious, world-famous Kroger Tenderay steaks and roasts. Yet they're scarce now, so we can't always help you there. But we can help with a tip on successful meal planning. Serve Kroger's sausage. Just think of the variety of meals you can prepare with our tasty Frankfurters or Wieners, baked or cooked meatloaf, or cold cuts. Simply add your favorite baked beans, a salad, and you'll have a picnic-style dinner bound to start the family running for the table. Yes, Kroger's wide variety of sausage, made only of fine quality meats, spiced just right, is sure to please the family. You'll be delighted, too, because it's so economical. There's no waste. Decide right away, won't you, to give your family a surprise dinner built around Kroger's sausage.